listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth.
One little burst there. Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, a listener-supported station. Please click the donate button as much as you can. Maybe even put some numbers in and pay for the incredibly wonderful service that you get from Mike and all the team, Mad Painter, Justin, and everybody else that I've forgotten. It's good to be here. Here I am. This is I'm in my new cottage, so there may be slightly different sound qualities. Dave, I've already read you 1,000 times. I have no prescribed guest this evening, so it's open show. If you want to call in and join this conversation, and I can read your rays and talk about things like the matters of the soul and of the personality and how the personality interacts with the world, and that's what we call ego, and how we can move away from ego back into a more soulful expression. And that's what it is, basically. The expression, I'd like to talk a little bit about that word, actually. Expression in this particular context means the bringing out from within of the inner knowledge or inner skills, things that you've already, you know, things that you've got inside you, you know, like you know, creativity, sculpture, music, art, painting, dance. All of those are expressions. They come from the inside and they come out. They are not things that you're trained in. They're things that express from you, that naturally express. So I use express in the same way that a woman expresses breast milk, for instance. It's something that comes in from the inside and goes to the outside. And the soul is one of those things that does that kind of expression, and that expresses through the heart. And the heart is the center of our bodies, literally. It's the kind of interconnecting, everything passes through the heart. The blood passes through the heart twice, because it has a double function, you know, it helps to oxygenate the blood and it helps to pump around the body. Through this dual function, it helps to bring everything together. So you may have communication skills, you may have relationship skills, you may have practical skills. All of those are operated by different centers in our body, and the heart brings them all together. And if you're in right order, which means you're expressing from your soul rather than drawing the energy from into your personality or ego, so if you're in right order, all of those things that have been part of your life all come together. As a personal expression, when I was young, I know this doesn't sound much of an ambition, but what I wanted to be was a sound engineer. I also wanted to be a computer programmer, because back in those days, you know, in the 1970s, computers were cool and very new. So at that time, the two ideas of a sound engineer and a computer programmer were completely separate. You know, it was two different, very, very different arenas. And oh, we have a caller. 29. Hi there, I'm very sorry about that. That was, that's exactly what I do every time, and I'm always confused by Skype when it does that, when I call someone in, and it cuts the other person off. So, I'll try and figure out exactly which buttons to, press when they call again. So, that's great. So, expression from the soul, and as I said, in my case, we had two separate things that were computer programming and sound engineering. And here I am. I did do sound engineering. I did it as a hobby, and I got into music and bands and da 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 and recording, and eventually went to digital recording, and eventually digital recording, computer programming, and sound engineering all became part of the same thing. And so those are the sort of things that your soul does to you, for you, through you. For instance, it will give you the urge to be interested in a particular thing. And one of those things might be, as I said, to use my experience is sound engineering, which, my soul knew that 20, 30 years down the line, I'd need those skills and I'd want those skills. So, now somebody tried to call in, I think. Alright. Yes. I'm still off. Am I still on? I thought I was on air. Am I on air? Can you tell me if I'm on air still? Am I on air? Please tell me. I'm sure I am. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. It says that I'm resuming the call. Somebody tell me in the in the chat room if I'm on air or not. As far as it looks like I am. No. Okay, so nobody's saying anything. Any scary stories about my flat? Last night my new neighbor was talking about Lucifer and Satan, and as I was walking around, I could smell sulfur, which is bread. Oh, am I dead? Oh. Hang on, I'm going to drop the call and right. Hello. Right. Okay. So hope. Oh, now I am on the air now. Okay. Right, okay. I'm on Ubuntu, and I don't know how to get somebody into this call. So I'm going to see what I can do. Add people to this call. Does that give me the number? No, it doesn't. So this is a bit of a conundrum. I'm currently not able to actually take a call if somebody calls in at the moment. Yeah, because otherwise it'll come off. Right. Anybody got any ideas here? The version of Ubuntu of Skype on Ubuntu is not exactly as good as the one that is. Oh, right. Hang on. I can only place a call to there. and all I've got is the option to, yeah. No, I'm going to have to decline you. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I still haven't figured out how to get these things working. Out of Skype contact, no. Recent chats, no. Change status, can I do that? No, can't do that. Oh, well. No, I'm sorry, I'm having difficulty with this, because I'm not using, the regular version of, well, the Windows version of, I'm gonna have to drop you, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, I'm not able to connect. Is it possible, to connect, to link this call from the switchboard? I don't know. Yeah, there is a delay. Program skipping. So, yeah. Steve Travesty. Even I can't, no, I can't do it. I still can't add people to this call. Although maybe I could get Steve in. Oh, this is completely mad. All these people. This is embarrassing. Sound files, unconscious share screen, so if I add people to the call. You see, there's nobody on, there's no way on Skype to add, to the, an incoming call to the conference call unless anybody knows how to do that on a, want me to host the auto server. Yes, if that's possible, yeah, if that's possible, yeah. There should be a button at the bottom, right? Yeah. No, I see. I'm on the Ubuntu version, the Linux version of Skype. Yeah, I know. On Windows, that's true, Justin. So I'm going to disconnect, and Justin Time is going to connect me.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Steve Travesty swooping into the rescue again. I don't know what it is with everybody. So I'm hosting the auto server, and let me throw JP in here. And then JP can do his show, and I'll just hang tight. Give us a moment, folks. Sorry about the nonsense. And then once all that's done, I can basically just run the operating table, everybody that wants to.
There we go.
In. Hey, JP, you good?
Huh. No.
Well, I'm here. You should be good now. It's all the honey badger's fault. All right, go for it.
Yeah, those honey badgers have got a lot to answer for, and they don't give a damn, do they?
Nah, honey badger don't give a...
They don't give a damn.
All right.
So, Steve, how are you doing, mate?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Mm. Oh, there's a drop of the old instant latte there. So, yeah, I am using, before anybody tells me to click the little button, I'm using the Ubuntu version of Skype, which does not have a button at the bottom right-hand corner of the call number. Yeah, and so I've got Steve in the call. So, have I read your raise, Steve?
What's that?
Have I ever read your raise?
Yes, you did. You did the other night on Wolf Spirit in that round table with Andrew and a couple people.
Ah, yes, so I did. And I were think, you 274?
I think that's right. Definitely two. I think it was 274, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah, it's interesting. It's a 274 day. I've had, a couple of friends around, and they're a couple, and they both have the same raise, 274. And, well, what can I say? When they're together and in love and everything's good, then it's wonderful. All right, so now I've got this call, right?
Okay. Forward them to me. Or tell them to call the Revolution Radio switchboard, which should be the Freedom Screen Skype name.
Right. Okay.
And
so
if, that'll forward if it I, to me, and then I can add it.
Right. This is, see, there's no way to forward this call using the Ubuntu version.
Don't forward. Are they calling via phone, or are they actually Skyping you?
They're coming in via Skype.
Okay, well, just send them a quick Skype message telling them to go to Freedom Screen, and then I will be adding them to the call, because it'll just forward their connection to me, and then everything will be gravy.
Please call Freedom Screen. I can never remember that. Bloody hell. I just have to keep switching you off because I can't connect you. I'm so sorry, Mr. 907. He called in. It's very insistent. And is calling in. And the sulfur story. All right. So there was.
Hey, we got it. You got it in. All right.
So the Skype is the Ubuntu version, and it doesn't have the easy add to this call, conference call facility that it does on the Windows PC. And so that's going to be an influence in how I work my station. Because
a little research to do later in the day.
Yeah.
Hello. But we're all a team. We all stand strong and we stick together and we'll go through it.
Right, so I'm trying to find, where is that call? Is that there? Right, so who have we got in this call there, Steve? Just you and me at the moment?
You, me, and Justin.
Justin. All right, I thought that was a couple.
I don't know who else has been hounding you, but tell them to connect through the switchboard, and I'll get it.
Yeah, so area code 917. Is that using the Revolution Radio switchboard? Which is 347-688-2902.
Yes, that's for if you want to call in on a cell or telephone. But then there's the Freedom Screen is the Skype name for the switchboard. And then that will forward you to the auto server, which I am hosting. Thus, I can add you because I'm hosting the auto server.
That's right. And you've got a Windows computer that is got the right button on it.
Yeah, it's Windows with the Windows version of the basic Skype application. So I'm using I'm using basic Skype proper. I can't make phone calls out to hard lines, but other than that, I'm fine.
All right. Yeah, that's cool. But it should be coming into you. Okay. But first of all, let's unpeel a couple of layers. It's really actually very, very, it was just a little passing thing, but, my neighbor said, hey, do you know the difference between Satan and Lucifer? You know, we're talking about stuff as we do. That's an interesting question. You know, who is Satan? Who is Lucifer? And things like that. So anyway, later on, she comes and says, have you ever seen this? And she's got a cod road, you know, the egg case of a cod, fish and fish eggs. And it was dark, outside. So she opened this bag and inside was this cod road and it was luminous blue all around it. I've never seen that before, all right, there's that number again, 970, area code 970. Could you try calling Freedom Screen and not me, because this is not going to work. I can't get you into this call at the moment because I haven't got a Windows computer. It's a bit sort of a scummer. Anyway, so meanwhile, so there was this Satan Lucifer thing, and then there was this glowing Codro, which I've never seen before. So of course I Googled it, and it took a while, but it turns out the material that this thing is called that makes this thing glow, and it's apparently quite harmless, is called luciferase, which is the enzyme which glow, you know, like glow worms and other creatures glow in the dark, is called Lucifer. And then last night, out of blue, I could smell sulfur everywhere. So I don't know who I'm going to get visited to by tonight, but it was quite an interesting little vignette there. So, meanwhile, where were we? Justin, how are you doing? Is anyone there?
Hey, Justin, we've called upon you. Are you muted? Too much.
Oh, I'm sorry, the elder was busy doing some work. What can I do for you, mate? Do you have a break at the bottom of the hour, JP?
No, I think I've got a completely clear hour, usually. But it's random. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, I can never tell, so... But usually I like it on station like that. So Justin.
I was looking up the area code 907s in Alaska, so.
Alaska. Wow. That's cool. Another northern climbs. Yes. Whereabouts are you based?
I'm in Southern California.
Ah, so it's nice and warm.
Well, yeah, it's about 60 degrees. That's a little cool, but for this time of year, it's actually warm, so.
Wow, it's warm compared to here. Yeah, the ice, the ground, the puddles in the ground are frozen here, so I'm here at 57 degrees. So, Justin, would you like me to read your ray energy?
Oh, my goodness, this is... I got a reading at the, on what night was it? Oh, Sunday night. Eva couldn't show up, and Andrew hosted the show, and Andrew gave me a reading, and I was quite blown away about it. I didn't say anything, but he was right on base about a lot of it. Go for it, mate.
It wasn't a Ray reading. I was there. I remember. I was listening.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this will be different. This will be new for Justin.
Okay, so your monad is ray 1, ray 2. So your oversoul ray is ray 2, which brings you into the human soul group, which is quite, you know, all those lovely things that people talk about, humane and humanness. Humanity of it, and things like that. That all comes from the group soul, which is second ray. And so the group soul becomes your oversoul, and so you share that with you know, 99% of the world. There's a small percentage of threes and a small percentage of two of ones, and it's a very, very interesting little battle that's going on. That's part of what's going on in the world as we see it expressed. But Jen, you know, you're part of the Ray 2 Monad group, and your soul ray is Ray 7, Ray 6, Ray 5. All right, you have a fifth ray soul. So that's quite unusual, but I've been bumping into a few of them recently, and my ex-housemate was a fifth ray soul. Your personality is ray 1, ray 2, ray 3. Okay, so from these energies, so that's 2, 5, 3. Anybody ever asks what your rays are, which gives you a strong desire for gaining knowledge, researching knowledge, digging into all forms of knowledge. That's you know, digging through information, collecting information. Fifth ray people tend to collect things, so you might have like lots of collections of books, books on spirituality and theology. And I mean, basically, books about everything.
253.
Yeah. So, yeah, so, collector and, you know, it's almost like, you know, you could even have a properly organized library. You know, something that's like, you know, books on every subject and deliberately like gotten the collection of all those the different things. And then you have a third ray personality, which is kind of ideal for somebody who talks on the radio. Because it's, you know, understands how to work computers and things like that. And, you know, how to use email. So you may be one of those like early takers. They call the early takers of email and, using databases to do your thing and, also very commercially minded. So, you know, you can, make yourself into a business or write books and publish them yourself and that sort of thing. So how am I doing?
You're spot on, buddy. I mean, from everything you've said, I'm just wondering if all this is good for a Fernelder.
Well, it's good. I mean, basically, you've got a base of knowledge that you're also able to pass on. You know, some people just collect knowledge and collect books, and that's great. But the third-ray personality allows you to then express it, and that's expressing it in terms of, like, gathering it together and coming out with some wisdom, which is the next stage. You know, wisdom is the distillation of the knowledge that you've gained. So the bring together of all the different subjects that you've your soul has found interesting over these years gives you a particular angle and view of how to behave or how to do things right given other circumstances that you haven't read about. So it's like there's a very mental flexibility about you.
That's interesting because I believe there's a big gap between knowledge and wisdom, which I think people get confused about a lot of the time.
Yeah, well, as Frank Zappa says, you know, information is not knowledge. Or rather, let's say data is not information. Information is not knowledge, and knowledge is not wisdom.
Exactly.
Each one is a layer above the other. So it's a layer model. So have you been involved in computers over the years? Like big old fellows?
Oh, yeah. Before they released the internet to the public, I was playing with computers on the old BBS boards, if you remember those. Mm-hmm. Bulletin board systems.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I was into that.
Which is still alive.
14-day dial-up modem, and wow, you know, the highest stuff.
Yeah, so 14-400, I remember those days. My first computer...
Oh, I think the hard drive was a total of 386K.
Oh, that was an expensive one. I remember the first hard drives that I ever saw were the size of washing machines, and the magnetic discs were the size of 12-inch vinyl records, and there were five of them stacked in this plastic container. And it held a vast quantity. It held 5 megabytes. This great big thing. You could just about lift the disc pack. So as I was saying at the beginning of the program, you know, our souls bring us into all these different avenues. And you think, well, that was, you know, I've lived a really kind of random life. But then when you look at it, you see that, you know, every part of your life has been drawn together into who you are now. I think there was a great little speech that Steve Jobs made. It was either a speech or an article that I read. And basically, he kept on bumming out of college or bumming out of school. So And what happened was that he, you know, he took whatever he was taking and, you know, didn't like it and left and, was wandering around the campus and discovered that there was a calligraphy class. And, in the calligraphy class, they showed him how to do kerning and fonts and all of that, clever stuff. And, you know, then he got together with Wozniak and they started making these little computers in the garage and all of the different avenues that he'd apparently randomly explored all came together to create the Steve Jobs that we know, creating the Apple Mac, which is brilliant at doing fonts and calligraphy and things like that, purely because he had an inside knowledge of it when he'd already started it. He'd already done that. It's all part of his beingness.
Well, and I've always worked with people. I love working with people. I enjoy people. And, oh, gosh, most of my life I've probably been working in some type of retail or something where I can talk to people. And I've just, you know, I just really enjoy it. I really enjoy conversing with people, hearing their thoughts, hearing their ideas, seeing the smile on their face. And after so many years, I just thought I had to get into something else. And so now I'm starting a business of myself. So, yeah, you hit a lot of nails. Wow. Have you given my brother Steve here a reading?
Yeah, Steve has a raise of 274, which is, you know, Steve, are you there?
Yo.
Yeah. I didn't do very much talking with you about your array energies. Well, you know, there's a lot going on the show. Have you ever been into making things, physical things, building things?
A tiny, tiny bit. I think I remember talking this, and I said that I'm more about music than I am about doing things like sculptures.
Right. Okay. And do you play in a rhythmic way or in a melodic way primarily?
I don't know if it would be more predominant one or the other per se. I've always been more aspired towards being a quote unquote melodic person. I've always dreamt about being like the guitar god who plays the solos and things like that. But I've also learned to do the rhythm, which kind of became a necessity when I had to be a bass player in order to be actively working as a musician, where I am.
Mm. Oh, that's right. We were talking about, you know, because Songbird can sing and Andrew and I can play guitar and we had to get somebody on drums, I remember, because we put you on bass and you were very happy being on bass. I love playing bass, but, you know, most of the time because everybody says, oh, you're the bass guitarist, so you better play lead. So I end up playing the lead but I really enjoy playing the bass, cause the way it keys in with the rhythm of the drums. I love doing that. So, expression of form to create harmony, would be the kind of keynote for where you're at with the 7-4 energy. So, seven's all about form and rhythm and order, and the four is about balance and harmony. So, melodies and mellifluous, music, combined with, I mean, it's like, mellifluous is like the, you know, violin sections and things like that. It's you know, not necessarily short choppy notes. It's the blend of various notes and frequencies that create a kind of warm flow. So have you ever used the tracker, you know, like Reason or Cubase?
Yes.
Or something like that?
Yes I have.
Yeah. And the music that you make out of that, is that, or is it?
Well, you know, what I'm typically playing is on the melodic side, but you know, I have to think more rhythmically, you know, if I'm making a whole song, you know, then like I'm trying to formulate things, and usually I'm starting with what the rhythm is supposed to be and then adding melody to it later, because it needs to have the underlying structure, because it's just that I do not prefer to be doing rhythm stuff and more beat-oriented stuff, but it's the necessity when you're sort of writing a whole song yourself. I'm often using the Guitar Pro application, which allows you to write music in MIDI in a simplified way, typically using like tablature as your language, as your writing language, and then you can tweak it and make it sound as a an approximate digital automation of what the actual organic performance will sound like once you get all your stuff together to record. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, sorry, my stove has gone out and it's starting to get cold in here. So you got a MIDI guitar?
When I'm writing, I'm putting everything down in a MIDI program, so it can be so that way I can have a full song without having recorded, and then I can go back and work on it, get the song perfect, and then eventually get around to recording it once I have all my ducks in order. I don't do it often because I just hate doing it. It's too much of a task. I don't like working by myself. I'd rather be collaborating with at least a drummer or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love jamming. It's been one of my one of the things and indeed I used to hold a jam session every Friday night. For about 8 years people used to come in randomly, and I used to just play off them. You know, no matter what kind of level they were, we could always get a band together, you know, as soon as we had like a drummer and a bass player and a guitar player, we started that. And it will build up, and people will bring violins and flutes and all sorts of musical instruments, and everybody would be playing, and there would be a fire outside. And it was a lovely, lovely evening that we used to have. Bringing all those things together, I managed to record them all and learned how to do editing over the years pull out the best bits. But it was always the best bits were always when everybody was in the same rhythm. Is that, you know, when everybody had the same beat, that sounded good. And I think that's the whole thing, you know, when we talk about the word concert, you know, when everybody's in concert, when everybody's in the same key, in the same rhythm, in the same frequency, on the same wavelength, you know, we're even using those words. They all mean the same thing, is everybody's tuned into one another. And essentially that's how I read the Rays, because the Rays are all about tuning. They're all about frequencies, and they're about the way that frequencies interact. So, you know, if you have two people at all right, here's another area code 337, please call in. 337, can you call in to the Revolution Radio switchboard, which is on 347-688-2902. Because the Wolf Spirit one won't come in onto this because it's a long story. I don't know. What's a rockfish?
It's very interesting that it's a 347 number, which you know, makes me wonder about the origin of the caller.
337.
Oh, 337, excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay, never Langley, mind. Virginia?
That's not Langley, Virginia or something, is it?
Oh, God, no. I hope not. I don't know. Langley. We don't take calls from Langley. Sorry.
Oh, Justin's dropped off.
Yeah.
Oh, 337, please.
So there's please. There's no way for you to forward at all.
I can't forward on this version. I can't add people to the call because all I get is the contacts don't come in to the list. The one that's calling in doesn't come in on the list.
Well, you know what you could do, because they're probably not getting the message. Now that I am hosting, if you mm-hmm. want to actually pick up the call, it'll put you on hold over here. It won't knock us off the air, but I will just carry the show for a moment while you tell them what to do.
Tell them what
because
to
do. It seems like unfortunately most of your audience is quite dense and is not paying attention to what's going on while they're trying to call us.
All right. One moment. Here they are. Hold it on for me.
All right. All right. So JP's taking that call real quick to tell all these doofuses that they need to contact the switchboard. And in the meantime, he's making a point about how we talk about music and human interaction in many ways in the contexts of frequency, of sound vibration, effectively energy, which is an extremely accurate point about everything. That will come to be more and more true as people that study sound advance in their studies. Hopefully JP won't be too long over here talking to whomever he's talking to, because I A, don't want to take away from the content of his show, B, I'm speaking in such a way as to kill time. And that's all there is to it. This Ray stuff that he's talking about with, you know, me being a 247 or whatever, so far from the people that he's read, it's all seemed to be, pretty darn spot on to the, personalities of people. So, that is going to work out nicely. Justin was making a comment earlier about, oh, hello, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. How'd that go?
Oh, terribly. That was two callers. let's see if I can bring, I've actually got that, people that I can bring into the call. His name was Dave. No, it doesn't come up in my list. That's rubbish. Area code 970 is also calling in. So people are trying to call in to,
I don't know why they're calling you specifically. They've got to be your friends. I mean, because that should be coming to me now that I'm hosting the auto server. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but they're still coming into me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. Things have been acting funny all day. Schedule is not popping up in the chat room link for schedule. I have producer privileges, and you have to use the we're using a different thingy, a different link to get into producer than usual for no reason. So I don't know what's going on.
Right. So I'm very sorry that we really can't take any phone calls at the moment. But if you message Steve, we can bring you into the conference call the other way by calling out to you. So if you message Revolution Radio Auto Server, is that right?
You know what? My Skype name is Hated Patriot, just like it is in the chat room. Contact me there and see if that serves you better. So try to contact me directly, and hopefully that works out. Because if you're just trying to contact JP, then there's no way I am going to be able to contact you to tell you the right thing to do either. So, unfortunately, it just has to be dealt with.
Yeah, this is crazy. Yeah, the next time I do this, I'll have I've only just arrived at my new house, so I'm just working off one laptop at the moment. I'll work on it, get a PC, to take in the Skype, cause I've got two Linux machines, but, this version does not allow it. So there's a little interesting, lesson that we've learned today is that the Ubuntu version of Skype can't as well as the other one.
Possibly. It's either that or you just don't, maybe you have to poke around some of your files and it's just in a convoluted place. I would find it hard to believe that you've got effectively a basic version of Skype and it doesn't allow you to do simple things like add to a conference call. I don't know, this sounds strange to me.
Right, oh, hang on, I can do this, which is Dave Riotto, who, can I add people? All right, add people. Add to chat. No, different chat. Right, so can I add people here? And no, this is not.
Okay, Justin's telling me that just because I have the auto server doesn't mean it gets forwarded to me. So, and he said that I was right about saying go to Hated Patriot. So I just presume that's exactly how it worked, is that everything forwards to whoever hosts the auto server. So, oh well, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, well, we're all learning about this stuff, and Skype is an odd beast at the best of times, I can't figure out exactly how to work it on this computer. We could try calling. Can we call out? I wonder.
I think so. I want to just. Well, I can't because I don't have a premium Skype of sorts. I can't call like a hard line. If it's somebody's Skype account, I can contact that.
All right, let's see if I can do that. No, I can't. Yeah, no, it's really limited. I'll call this number. I'll give you the number. Right, Lisa Heston. Right.
That's a hard line calling or a Skype?
No, that's a Skype line.
Okay.
But I can't. Yeah. So I'll type in.
All right.
Right. Okay. So I've just put a Skype name into the chat room. There, the Skype chat.
Okay, Lisa here. Do I have? She actually. Do I have her as a friend? Her name rings a bell.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right, Lisa Harrison. All right, so.
Let's see if
that's her Skype name, right?
Yeah, that's her Skype name. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So we'll see about that now. Where was I?
I don't know anymore.
All right. Yeah. No, this is absolutely. I'm going to need to do a lot more work on setting this back up. Oh well, it gives me all the chances to use all the skills of being a radio engineer and a computer engineer and a sound engineer and bring all those things together, because that's what making a radio station is about.
Hmm. Tell me, there's somebody that pops up when I say that name from Floyd, United States. Is that right, or would it possibly be this other person I see, who's just from the United States?
Right, I have no idea.
No idea? Okay. Yeah. Let me see here. I'm just trying to make sense of this.
Jam. Rockfist Jam.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh no, so, I do have a Lisa Hairston. Wait, no, I do, but she's not. Oh, I think I understand what's going on. Let me see if I can add this person to the Skype call.
Right.
See if this is right. Does that picture look right to you?
I've no idea, because I don't have the picture, because she's not on my contacts.
Okay.
Oh, isn't it sky? I love it. I don't understand why the Ubuntu version doesn't have all the good bits. Maybe because it's too much hassle for somebody to do that.
I don't know.
So that's still ringing on the ICU, right?
Okay. Yeah. I have a feeling it's not going to pick up.
Yeah, JP is a blessing.
I'm not going to linger on this if they're not immediately ready to pick it. It might be just the wrong person. Let's see.
Make your own entertainment.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to read things while doing this. I can't do it.
Oh, well. So I'm very sorry, but maybe next show one possibility is that we can try inviting you into a call. Please give me your Skype name to call. Right. Oh, that was Lisa Harrison, not Lisa Hairston. Right, okay, that's someone else.
Well, yeah, you said Hairston. That's the same person I had. This definitely was not Lisa Harrison. Definitely didn't look like she was from Australia.
Oh, well.
Or is she New Zealand? I can't remember.
Lisa Harrison, I think she's also Aussie.
Okay.
Right, okay, that's great. So, let's talk about music and computers. Oh, Old Miser. Who's Old Miser? Oh, is that Jeff?
How's it going, gentlemen? I had to take a business call there, sorry.
There you go. Business calls.
Yeah, the way Nighthawk has it set up here at Revolution Radio, he puts everything into automatic scheduling. And so what he's done, he's gone through each show and set up the breaks and also forwarding the phone calls to that particular host. So if somebody else, like out of goodness of his heart, Steve has done today and takes the auto server, that doesn't mean the funds will be transferred to him. You're still going to get them, JP.
Wow. No, I've only got 5 minutes left on the show.
It's been a fun day, right?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a ride. Well, at least I've got a couple of things about raising. I do like to give a little bit out because, you know, when I first came across, internet radio and all of these things, I thought, oh, maybe I'll find somebody who can teach me more about the Rays. And turns out that person is me, and that I'm teaching myself as I'm reading people's Rays. I was given the ability to do so. I mean, I'm sure everybody's got the ability to do so if you because you can douse. Do you guys use dousing at all?
Dousing?
Yeah, muscle checking, rods, divining, pendulum, that sort of thing.
Oh, using little kind of esoteric devices that have spiritual attunement.
That's one way of using it, yeah. Essentially, from my perspective, dowsing is a way of my brain communicating with my body. Because your body is able to influence the way this is the body's electrical system, and which is also connected with the collective consciousness. The brain's not connected directly to the collective consciousness. It's through the right brain and the pineal gland all working together. And dousing helps to step out
energy
thinking.
I've done that before. Just sat there and moved energy and felt it go through my spine and up towards my head, and if that stops it, then.
Well, dowsing is basically you can query anything. So you can find out, for instance, one of the basic uses of dowsing is to find out if you're allergic to anything. A simple thing you can try is the classic one is that you hold your arm out. Say you take your right arm and hold it out square with your shoulder, so it's directly to your, sticking out, right out. And then you get somebody to press down gently on your arm. And that gives you a strong response and a weak response. And generally, the strong response is a yes, and the weak response is a no. So you can then say, find out if this person is allergic to gluten, say, by putting a slice of bread in their other hand and then pressing down on the arm. And if they're allergic to it, they'll go weak. And if they're not allergic to it, the arm will remain strong. And so that's a very, very basic use of it. But you can, the more you can tune into it, the deeper you can go, and that's how I detect people's rays. There's the little buzzer at the end of the thing, the little ring. So thank you very much, Steve and Justin, for coming on and having your souls bared.
Our pleasure.